me having my visit after I came back from Montana in 2014. Having taken a bit of a dive over a piece of a mountain to fortunately be stopped by a tree, I had a bump still protruding on one leg weeks after the fact. So there I was, and there the doctor was, so what the heck. I asked her about it, rather than just going with Google. She was worried that it might be a clot in the vascular system and wanted me to immediately, as in that minute, go have an ultrasound to make sure. I tried to push back gently just a bit, and she basically snapped at me that, hey, it was up to me if I lived or died. Needless to say, I drugged my ass across town to a hospital and was lucky to get the test done and find out that it was a problem that only time could heal. The moral of the story is simple. Doctors do have a way of getting you to take tests with some unanswerable arguments, no matter what we might think or feel about our health and well-being. So it's an awesome power and often unaccountable. In this case, she was likely right, and I was undeniably stubborn. The other side of the problem is the fact that doctors in our institutions have until recently had huge incentives, financial incentives, to order tests by the truckload. Dr. Atul Gawande, writing in the New Yorker, recently reported that 30% of healthcare spending, or some $750 billion a year, is waste. In painful detail, he documented the vast number of tests that are simply useless and not even predictive in determining the problems at hand. He noted elsewhere that 25 to 42% of Medicare patients received at least one of 26 useless tests and treatments. Maybe that's not painful to read, but reading the whole article about surgeons seeing something as successful simply if someone lived through the operation, regardless of whether or not it prolonged life, much less added quality to life, was just heartbreaking in addition to stupid and wasteful. What happened to the Hippocratic Oath's requirement for doctors to do no harm? Gawande, some 6 years ago, had written a path-breaking piece on Brownsville, Texas, and why it was the most expensive place for medical treatment in the country. The good news in this report is that his earlier article, and important new incentives provided by the Affordable Care Act to allow doctors and healthcare facilities to share hugely in sharing in the savings, had shamed and shuffled them into doing something better. This needs to catch on around the country. In the meantime, having read all of Gawande's pieces in New Yorker and earlier his recent book, Being Mortal, Medicine and What Matters in the End, the only thing I'm 100% clear about is that as much as I like my doctor and have learned to live with her, I have to admit that I wish Gawande would be my doctor whenever I come to have a serious problem. Not having that, I hope I end up with a doctor who read his stuff and drunk his Kool-Aid. In fact, I wish that for all of us. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.